Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet, and this is your host, Allison. I thank you ever so much for tuning into my show this evening, and I'm really happy that you're here. I hope you all aren't so tired for getting ready for the holidays. I know it's getting crazy out there, especially with Mercury going into retro and everything. I have a wonderful guest this evening. I have Lois Martin. She's not only a friend, but she's also a fellow numerologist. And we're going to be bringing Lois onto the show in just a second. I just want to let you all know that if you live in the New Jersey, southeastern Pennsylvania, even the Maryland area, I'm going to be in Doylestown doing readings on the 8th and also a seminar on January 16th. So that's January 8th and 16th if you're interested. Check out SusanDevallSeminars.com for all the information. Also doing some seminars in the Harrisburg area for Vicky Fox Productions on the 19th and readings on the 22nd, so I know I'm going to be busy in January. And that information is on the Visible by Numbers page. It's also on my website, VisibleByNumbers.com, just in case you're interested, and God knows I would love to meet you. So check it out. Okay, get into my guest this evening. Lois has been a numerologist for over 30 years, and we've had many a discussion about numerology. She's one of the brightest bulbs out there, as far as I'm concerned, as far as being a fellow numerologist. Always spirited conversations that we have, and I'm just absolutely delighted to have her on the show. She's also one of the featured numerologists for John Edwards' website, Infinity Quest, or Infinite Quest.
Hi, Allison.
Yeah. How you doing, sweetie?
Fine, thank you, and thank you so much for inviting me. I love working with you. I love it. I just love being able to go back and forth with you and have the conversation that we could understand each other's language.
Yeah, what everybody doesn't understand out there is that when you are a numerologist and when you've studied it and practiced it for as long as you and I have, there's not many people that can hold a conversation with you about numerology because not that many people know as much as you do about it. You tend to be more the teacher than to be able to have a one-on-one conversation. So for me, it's always extremely exciting to exchange thoughts and ideas with you, Lois, because, like I say, you're one big bright bulb in the tool shed, let me tell you.
Well, so, I thank you. You know, you're doing it a long time, and it's still not mastered. You know, it'll never be mastered. Now, I don't think in this lifetime or it was in any other lifetime. It just, there's so much out there with numerology that, and I'm really glad it's getting more and more popular.
Right. Well, I think people are looking for answers and looking for direction, and somehow I think they take a little bit of comfort in the fact that it is considered to be a science and that there is some scientific background to it, and it's based on mathematics, so I think in a way they don't think it's quite so woo-wee-woo, but, you know, in all honesty, it's talking about the journey of the soul in a lifetime for me, and so I think it's about as woo-wee-woo as it gets, but then again, that's just me. How I was going to ask you, how's the weather there? Because I'll tell you what, I'm going to share this with my listening on. I'm in my polar fleece here. It is freezing. How about you?
Oh, really? No, I'm in a, it's very mild here, which is usually just the opposite up in the mountains, and it's quite mild, just a few flurries. The weather was mild enough that it took away all the snow, and when weather like this comes into my area, I wake up in the morning, and if I don't see it's white out, I know I died. I mean, that's my theory, you know.
So you do a lot of
though.
You do. Whereabouts are you located?
I live up in the Catskill Mountains. I live in the area where Hunter Mountain, Windham Mountain,
sure.
The ski areas that I don't ski.
Uh-huh. And you do a lot of teaching. You do a lot of workshops and seminars.
I travel, yes. I'm fortunate that I am able, and what I do is I do a lot of tours. I go into a lot of libraries and community centers and, of course, the adult education schools. And I present myself as being a hot number, no pun intended.
And, you are a hot number, Lois.
And they, I'm sure like you, we have those numerological guides that you know when you're going to have a serious class and you know when you're going to have the fun class, you know. But I just ended mine in November. It's good at times to get off the road and kind of like reacclimate yourself, you know.
Right. Take a little time off. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Well, one of the things that we were talking about earlier today. Yeah, we talked earlier, and I had a hard time hanging up the phone from you, but because it's always like I say, it's really very. It's a treat to be able to talk to somebody that's on the same level of understanding. And one of the things that you wanted to talk about tonight was Mercury in retro and kind of taking that and applying it with numerology and what the whole December is like. So I'm going to give you the floor and give us your feelings on that, Lois. Okay, so, you know, it's a darn good thing that I was asking about Mercury and retro because our station manager just pulled us off and put us back on, I guess maybe because there were some audio difficulties. I'm not quite sure what went on. So, Lois, good time to get an answer.
Getting back over here to this Mercury retrograde. Mercury is
which
the
we just experienced.
Mercury is the planet of communication. And, in numerology, I have found over the I am not an astrologer, and my forte doesn't lie there, but I do pay a very close attention to numerology and Mercury retrograde transits, which usually occur about 3 to 4 times a year. And it's important because, first of all, Mercury relates to numbers 3 and 5. When I look at a person's personal transiting numbers in their chart, depending where the 3s are, the 5s are, or even the fact if they're a Gemini or a Virgo, because that happens to be Mercury's playmates. But it's very important for me to see, because if an individual, say, is in a personal year of a 3, and they are right now transiting in a Mercury with a 3, it's important for me to explain to them that they could either find themselves out of character, where maybe this is a shy 3 that doesn't really say a whole lot, or it might be a 3 that talks an awful lot and needs to tone down, since Mercury's the planet of communication.
Mm-hmm.
I could go on with Mercury for a full day seminar. I always tell people the easiest way to look at and to find out more in depth about it and what its components are is to always Google Mercury retrograde 2010. We officially entered it December 10th, 12 the month, 12 being the reduced figure of a 3.
Sure.
12 this month is a very hectic month because there's a lot of pressure of holidays and stress and weather and nasty weather and seasonal disorder weather. And 3 has that tendency already to make us feel up, down, not always on a steady mind frame. So with Mercury, like they just did here with the radio, you're expecting a phone call. Mm-hmm. It doesn't come. But the person, you finally get the person, they said, but I left you a message, but my phone never rang. Right. Or you're feeling such a tension, let's say now with the shopping, and people pushing into people, and people annoyed at the cashiers, and people can't find their wallets, and it's chaotic. I don't want to make this a negative, because it truly isn't. Because as Mercury can make it seem havoc, Mercury also presents opportunities. And I believe that's where number five plays a big role into it. Because five is the number of expect the unexpected. And it could present a lot of change. So if you were thinking, well, you know what, I submitted my poem to a poetry contest, I'm not going to hear from them. And then out of the blue, in the Mercury, the communicating planet, you have won $500 for taking first place in a poetry contest. So there's a little good, there's a little bad. A lot of people will call me many times and say, is this a Mercury retrograde? Because they call their bank, oh, we're so sorry, our computer is down. So
right.
The three, the fives, the 12th month, this is what Mercury does.
So with Mercury being in retrograde and being in a 3 month, it kind of intensifies this particular retrograde. And I myself have actually, just now, I mean, it's a perfect example of trying to hook up with you to get you online, and we kind of had a little snafu at the beginning. I got pulled off the radio, put back on. There you go, Mercury in retro. I have seen some very bizarre things happening on my computer, and I got some emails already from people that said, I left messages on your machine to book a reading, and I, you know, either they didn't get the answer machine or it was malfunctioning, and they finally emailed me. So there you go. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
And it will last till the end of the month.
Yeah, I know. Let's talk for a little bit about one thing that I find really important. And we all have, every person on the planet has a personal year number that influences them during that particular year. And that number certainly gives them a field of opportunities and certainly can give you some direction as to how to conduct your affairs that particular year. There's times when the tide's in and the tide's out, and following your personal year number is really important. But another thing that doesn't get as much attention that really should is the universal year number. It's looking at the year that we're moving into, and that in itself creates a certain, let's call it a trend for the universe, for every person on the planet. And this would be what would affect the news, our governments, you know, the major big players out there. It's a certain energy that the whole year we're all going to be feeling. So when we look at 2011, when we're talking about that, I know my feelings on that, but I'm going to pick your brains, Lois, and I'm going to say to you, okay, so where, what, how, what do you see for the trends upcoming? What do you expect to see in 2011?
Well, 2011, the total is going to be a 4. 4 is about restructuring. It's about new foundations. It's about rebuilding. And it is about organizations. I guess you could say it's about building a new ground, people becoming more aware, because you have to, or we have to, get more organized, because we've been really very disorganized in the 2010 year, very scattered. Mm-hmm. The 4 being that number of discipline, I believe that we will see more order coming into play, more order becoming more consistent. People will look to want to be more in a self-control, and that could very well come through their creativity, ambition, because four is a very hard-working number. It's a number that will not tolerate or dislikes laziness. It needs order. It's funny. It's the authority. It's the in order. It's like if you take the letters D, M, and V, they're all fours. If you read it, it's the Department of Motor Vehicle. They are the authority. You know what I'm saying?
You don't mess with nobody, Department of Motor Vehicle.
You just
sure
don't.
They got their rules.
And I think that the number four is about, we're going to look to build on our strengths now. People are going to come together, and we're going to look to build on our strengths. We're going to continue along the path that we've been doing and delving into our own inner world of understanding the human soul, and then coming back up to the surface to see what it is that vision was in order for us to come to the truth, to the conditioning of a new foundation. Well, I think it's a self-discovery for the Earth Mother. I think it's very important with this 4 year coming up, because it is an 11 involved, and there's going to be a conscious level that we all must come to. And I think people have been aiming towards that.
Right.
Hard work, you bet.
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
Sure.
Because right. more deals with the physical body, and I feel that there will be more physical labor because people, again, are going to come together to make a new foundation.
Sure. I think that the sense of humor might be a little bit going on vacation for the year. So I always find the four energy, and I always find that when you find it in four people, they tend to be very matter-of-fact, very practical, very grounded, very down-to-earth, and very almost like the grown-up. It's the kind of people you would expect to wear sensible shoes. And so I really think sense of humor, I don't think people can find things funny. There's not going to be any flippancy to next year or sarcasm to next year. It's all about the business, getting down to business and hard work. So, and another thing that I think is really interesting is going back to the 11. And you and I both know, since the onset of the year 2000, that so many people have more or less come to that point in their lives where they've been on almost like autopilot, but suddenly it's like what I think I believe. I'm not so sure I believe anymore. Or there's got to be more to this life than what I thought there was. And I think so many more, and maybe it's the baby boomers. Maybe it's the fact that such a huge part of the generation is coming of age and they're probably contemplating the rest of their lives. Is this all there is? But I feel that there's so many people that are looking for alternative ways of thinking, maybe being a little bit more pressed to walk in a more spiritual path as opposed to traditional religion. So when we get into that four year, four tends to be very traditional. It doesn't want to reinvent the wheel. It likes to know what are the rules. I'll follow those rules to a T. I'll get the job done. Doesn't really want to create something so much as build something and have the plans for it and build it. So you've got a very traditional aspect to the number four, but you've got the 11 standing there that's very spiritual, and it opens up that doorway to a more spiritual way of thinking. How do you think that's going to work out for next year?
Well, I think that the part of the good news is that they're both even numbers, so that's pretty cool. You know, a two and a four. I know the 2-1 stand on its own in its own way. I mean, that's a whole different topic. But I believe that 11 being the visionary and 11 being the inspirer and the 11 where, as you, I agree with you totally, that people are looking to go to a different level of consciousness and understanding, that I believe that they could help one another, the 11 and the 4. You know, they might need a prenuptial agreement with one another, but I really do think that they could work hand in hand.
Okay,
again, it's about stability.
Okay, let's take black and white, okay, because one of the things that I see, or I feel, and you may have a difference of opinion, but I feel that people that have very strong four energy tend to see things in terms of black and white. And they have a very difficult time seeing that middle ground. And I think you could say without, if a person takes their four energy to a negative aspect, they might tend to be somewhat judgmental, even that they'll look at what other people do and they can't understand why they didn't follow the rules or why they didn't do the right thing, and sometimes it can make them like the judge, the jury, and the executioner. So given the fact that there's not a lot of middle ground with the four energy, it sees black and white, you know, how do you think that that might apply as we move into next year, which has kind of got a lot of four energy around it? Is there going to be like, you know, two sides, the left and the right? You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you are saying.
The battleground, really.
I think that, but again, when you're looking at the 11 or you're looking at the 2, that number in itself also has its own emotional and mental challenges. So as the 4 might only want to see not out of the box, the 2 or the 11 also must stick to details and not get hung up in the emotional aspects of things, because then 4 and 2 could become friction in its own way, because 4 doesn't want to make the change and 2 is too darn emotional, or the 11 is too darn emotional, and or that 11 pops in with those 2 ones saying, no, listen, you listen to me. I'm the one who knows what to do. So I feel conflict. But
right, conflict.
I believe that there is, without a doubt, a very, very good opportunity that there could be a balance, because 4 is the 4 corners. There has mm-hmm. to be a balance.
Right.
How we're going to get
thing.
There? Well, we have plans, God laughs, you know, but we do what we could.
Right. Okay. Listen, Lois, I'm pretty sure that I heard someone beep into the show, which means that we have a caller. So I'm going to stop the conversation for a minute. I'm going to take my caller. So who's calling in, please?
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Oh, I'm on. Hi, my name is Frank. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Frank from New York. How are you?
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I wasn't sure if you were doing numerology readings.
Well, you know, you got 2 numerologists for the price of 1 tonight, Frank.
Awesome.
So why don't you give us your date of birth?
9171.
Okay.
Frank,
did
you spell that with the K? I'm sorry, Allison.
Mm-hmm.
Is that spelled with the K, F-R-A-N-K?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So you know what, Frank? What we're going to do is... I'm going to let Lois go first. Do you have a specific question or anything we can help you with?
Just what do you...
Okay.
Well, I don't know. It's not so much like a psychic reading, so I don't know what...
Well, if let's say you're thinking about if you got some financial problems, if you've got love problems or whatever, we can kind of give you a little bit of that information based on what we can get from your date of birth. So if you've got a specific
anything
question...
Anything, relationship or career.
Okay, relationship or career. I'm going to let Lois go first. Well.
Frank, first of all, I'm definitely getting over here that there's going to be a career change. I don't know right now if you're working or if you are looking for work, and or something internally where you are working is definitely changing here. That I do get that. I think that if you are you working?
Not currently, but I'm working on, I'm going to go to school to do some programming for computer.
Excellent,
iPhone.
Because my next statement to you was that if you're not working, I am definitely seeing here and picking up for you to do something with education. And I believe that... You're in a year that is definitely formatting you to get yourself, how you say, more stabilized. You've been very scattered. And with that, it's asking you, all right, look, what you see that is not working out, surrender to this and allow yourself to go with goals, if it be schooling, so forth. I think it would be a great idea for you. And you're a very strong-willed man, and you like standing on your own 2 feet. I would just let go of how you say any kind of interferes or how you say, well, maybe I won't make enough money. Forget all the maybes and just surrender. I think it's a great year for you to meet new people, get new ideas, watch, of course, your finances, definitely do something with school, and if you have some time, do something also with some volunteer work. I think it would be very good for you.
Okay, okay. And Frank, I'm going to add my 2 cents in here, okay?
Sure.
All right. So what I want to say to you is I'm really feeling, from what I'm seeing in your chart, is to be aware of the fact that you're quite an old soul, and I feel that maybe there's been a certain aspect of your life where maybe you've struggled, whether it's with your own self-confidence or even, and quite like what Lois was implying, or there may have been circumstances that you have a hard time standing on your own, or there may be things that hold you back. It could be people, places, things, experiences, okay? But the truth of the matter is you are born and bred and made for owning your own business or running something yourself. And you really have to do a lot by your own hand. And you've got a lot, you've got some of the most fascinating challenges. It's kind of strange to get such challenges. But I feel that there's, you really have a tremendous ability to bring about success. But it's going to take setting goals, working towards achieving them, not spinning your wheels, not kind of sitting around waiting for it to happen. I feel that you've got to do a lot of this by your own hand. Setting goals, working towards achieving them. You can actually bring a river of abundance to you, but it's all on you, meaning it's up to you. So going to school, furthering your education, what is it that you feel that you'd be interested in doing in life?
I want to make games for iPods and iPhones.
Fabulous.
Great idea.
Fabulous. Now, have you gone to school for that?
I'm starting in January.
Fabulous. You've got major change, just like Lois said. There's major change coming. You've been under limitations this year. You feel like you've been treading some water. But you know, big changes are coming for you. And next year's your year to, like, go for that education, go for that expansion. And I just really see you that whatever you do, it's unique, it's different. You have out-of-the-box thinking. You really, that would be something really fabulous for you. But you know, part of it's self, believing in self, doing it by your own hand, and I really like to see you kind of like be in charge, because you definitely are, like she said, strong-willed, okay?
Okay. Great.
All right, so believe in you, okay? And whatever's held you back up to this point, trust me. I mean, is it whether it's circumstances, family, job, whatever, maybe you're a little afraid of your power. Maybe it's been taken away from you. Maybe you've had some issues with it, but you're going to get over that. And the first way to
do
that is believe in
you. I'm sorry. What do you mean by being afraid of my power?
Well, sometimes when a person has a configuration like you have in your chart, it's like you almost get to the peak of something, and something holds you back, and it could be because you're afraid of your own power, which has a lot to do with your own confidence levels and belief in self. And then sometimes it could be circumstances in your life that kind of takes away your power. Like you just about get there, and somebody just pulls the rug out from underneath you. And so what it is to stick with it, be determined, set some goals, work towards achieving them. I see where there's really a strong potential for you in your life to achieve great things. You've got good numbers for that sort of stuff, okay?
Okay.
All right,
thank
so next year's big
I
changes for you, okay?
Good luck
thank
to you.
You.
All right.
Thank
bye,
you,
Frank.
Lois.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome, Frank. Happy New Year.
You too.
He'll enjoy his new year. It'll be so much more fun than this year, don't you think, Lois?
You do. Great opportunity. She's on the money with it.
Yeah. So getting back to I guess a lot of what we were discussing. What, I don't know, do you have a favorite personal year that you enjoy the most?
Okay, I don't want to say it out loud because I don't want my spirit guide to get angry at me. I know
Uh-oh.
It ain't number 9, I'll tell you that one.
Yeah.
It is not a number 9. You know what, a favorite one, no, I don't, I really, I enjoy each one each personal year of its own character. You have
right.
a little of the good, the bad, and not the happy times at times. But that's part of the life experience. But
sure.
I am grateful to understand the numbers enough to understand how to more transit with it rather than oppose it. Do I
right.
have
and
a favorite
really...
one? No.
Okay, well, it's really important for the listening audience to understand that, and I know that I heard a caller, and caller, I'm going to get right to you, but I just want to finish this thought here, that we have personal year numbers. Everybody's got their personal year number. And having done as many readings as I've done, and I'm sure this applies to Lois as well, most people are doing what they should be doing in that particular personal year based on the energy of the numbers. Usually what we say is going to happen is happening already in your life. But if you know what your personal year number is every single year, then you really know how to play your cards. You know how to make your decisions. You know when to push for something. You know when to wait for it to come to you. You know when to make changes. You know what the energy of that year is. It helps to give you guidance with career, jobs. You know, if you had a business and you simply followed your personal years, that would give you a great deal of insight and probably a little bit of an upper edge on your competition if you knew what kind of, even if you used numbers for all kinds of aspects of business. It's so smart, even if the only thing you do is follow your personal years every single year of your life, you're actually giving yourself an inside scoop. And some inside information, and certainly the one thing that numerology does brilliantly is give you tremendous wisdom on what to do in those personal years. So by all means, follow through on that, people, those of you that are listening, and find out what your personal year number is and follow it. Okay, so I'm going to take this next caller. So who's calling, please? I know we got somebody on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Gail from Connecticut.
Gail? Did you say Gail?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Gail. Gail from Connecticut. What's the weather like there? Is it chilly or is it what?
It's getting chilly tonight, but it was was pouring rain yesterday, and then this morning it was a little drizzly, but it got colder. It was warmer this morning, and now it's getting kind of cold.
All right. Well, you're in for a winter, aren't you? Why don't you give us your date of birth, Gail?
It's 8/11/56.
Okay. And do you have a specific... I'm assuming you want... Do you have a question, or do you want us to give you some information?
Just information. That'll be good.
All right. Well, we can do that. I'm going to toss you over to my fellow numerologist, Lois, and I'm going to let her give you her insight.
Hi, Gail. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you, Lois?
I'm doing okay. And Allison, to be fair, we do know one another.
Okay.
Okay. And Gail and I have had a numerous amount of information just the other day, and we'll be having another one. And the best that I am going to say, because I will turn it to you, Allison, I think it's good that she hears your side of the story. A lot of changes for her. My only thing that I would say to you right on the air, Gail, stop worrying.
Okay.
You worry too much.
That's true.
You know, yeah. and that gets you where you become more, how you say, not focused on what the work is that you could be doing, rather than worrying what is not happening. So, Allison, fairly to you, I know this young lady, and she's a delight.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to give you, without Lois sitting there listening to everything I have to say, but I'm going to tell you what I would say if I looked at your chart. And what I would say to you, sweetheart, is that, you know, you have the wisdom of the ages stored in your subconscious, and I really have all the tools and everything that you need to live this lifetime. And it's, you know, I pay homage to your soul for choosing the numbers that I'm seeing here in front of me. I will tell you that very strong spiritual base here to this information, and also you have a very strong spiritual connection So I would really encourage you to seek your own guidance, to do your own meditations, to listen very clearly to your gut feelings, your dreams, or wherever you get your information, because, quite frankly, you're hooked up. You have that direct line to the other side. And so, and you have important work in this lifetime. And what I would tell you is that on many levels, you have a nice combination of being grounded and practical, but at the same time, being very intuitive. And sometimes having one without the other doesn't work. So it's nice to have that combination. There may be things in your life that you have experienced through your whatever has happened. And that may become your truth or something that really has taught you something in life. And part of why you're here is to share that information or to inspire others, to enlighten, to awaken them. So there is a spiritual mission for you in this lifetime. And at the same time, I would tell you that sometimes your ambition or what it is that you want to achieve in this lifetime perhaps has been, you've been overwhelmed by it, or it seemed as though it was too big for you. And the truth of the matter is that you have such mastery that sits in your chart. And if you truly believe in you, work hard at what you want to accomplish, you know, it's almost as though there's some magic mojo there that might help you to get to where you need to be. And you're in a time of your life really now where I feel that the spiritual aspects of you is extremely sensitive. I would say that very almost insightful, intuitive, psychic, whatever you want to call it. I would tell you that I would really hope that you would understand that this makes you very sensitive, almost empathic. Mm-hmm. You feel on a very deep level, and sometimes that can't be easy. But just think in terms of what is it that I have to say, and what is it that I have to share, and how can I inspire others, and work on your own self, because you're bringing forth stuff from a far deeper place than you realize. I will say that I would hope that you use your communication. You really got some strong skills as a communicator, writer, or something along those lines. I would say that maybe a healer as well. Now, next year's big changes for you. So this year has created strong limitations around you. Maybe felt like you've been boxed in or walking in cement. It could be financial, but it also could just be, you know, just limitations in general. Next year's bringing big changes, so don't worry about nothing, because you're going to enjoy next year so much more than this year. It's your year to make changes, whether that's with your career, with your relationships, where you live. But you can expect it to be a much more exciting year for you than this year. And so, you know, like Lois said, stop worrying, because it's right around the corner, and you're going to enjoy it immensely. And you'll be able to make the changes in your life and expand and grow and get out there so much more than where you're at right now, because you might feel really tied up right now, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, from looking at your chart, that's what I would share with you.
Well, thank you both. I appreciate it, and I want to wish you both a happy holiday season and a happy new year.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thanks, Gail, and I'll talk to you very shortly.
Yes, thank you both. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
She has such a cute voice.
Yes, she does. She has this deep, sexy voice.
Well,
she
yeah.
blames it on laryngitis, but I don't believe her.
You know, I only sound sexy when I have a cold. Okay, so I don't know what else to say.
She's a lovely lady. She's a lovely lady.
That's wonderful. 22 life path, 11 birthday. That's kind of a lot of energy to handle in one lifetime, if you ask mm-hmm. me. I think I'm an underachiever. I've come to that conclusion when I look at my numbers. I just kind of think of myself as being an underachiever. I just didn't want none of that master stuff hanging out and driving me crazy.
No, I don't, so you get learning it and teaching it to other people. That's funny.
Well, don't you feel, and people have a lot to say about master numbers, and you yourself know that sometimes they want the master numbers. They think that it's, you know, really special to have those master numbers sitting in their chart. And you and I both know that they're difficult. Would that be a safe assumption?
That's more than safe. More than safe. Yep, they're not easy. I really do not believe that they are easy. I think we both agree they come in. They come into this earth plane with an awful lot of knowledge, but like everybody else, we have to learn basically how to crawl before we're going to just get up and run.
Right.
And so if you have these master numbers, we always need to start at the root. And it's hard. It's hard because no matter what, you still play with that higher ever-evolving number. Hello?
Well, okay. Mercury.
I don't know what this is. Happy Mercury.
Okay. Maybe somebody hung up on us, Lois.
Okay.
I'm just going to take a nap for the rest of the show. I don't know. You know, the one thing that I think, one of the things that a young man that I know of that had a preponderance of 11 energy in his chart, and very young, under 40, and so one would expect really pretty good health and not really having major health issues, but instead of that, he just constantly was sick, misdiagnosed with everything from Parkinson's to fibromyalgia, you name it, and his body was deteriorating to the point where he had to quit his job, he couldn't work, and in a place of desperation, he started doing his own research, and something led him to take a look at aspartame, which is the artificial sweetener found in most soft drinks. And upon doing a great deal of investigation, he began to realize that this might be the root cause of his illness. And indeed, when he made the adjustments to his diet, and when he made adjustments, he returned to a much better state of health. And from that experience, you know, he felt it really necessary to share that information with people so that everyone knows, hello, some people are extremely sensitive to aspartame. It can have devastating effects upon the body. And this is his message to mankind. You know, it's his mission in life is to share that. Now, I find quite often with 11s that they have certain circumstances in their life that teaches them something or is their truth or something that... And so then after that truth's been known or they become aware of it, then they are passionate about enlightening others. Do you find that to be true?
I do, and I also do know that, you know, 11s are known to be very hypersensitive. And it's a very emotional number. And I believe that emotional and the test that we put ourselves in our personal lives. And there are issues that, like you said, we need to delve into. I think the 11, the 2s also, or any number relating the 29, the 20, a lot of it to me has a lot of about letting go of emotional attachments. And and not that I can make everything happen the way I want to make it happen to be. So I do believe that once we, and I know it's the very up-to-date word in the field, but once we surrender more in the allowance of trusting what it is we feel from within, that guidance, that gut feeling, the, like you said, you know your personal year number, you trust it, you let go, and all of a sudden, what do they call that, synchronicity, timing?
Mm-hmm.
Everything
mm-hmm.
falls into its own
exactly.
little corner.
Yeah, I was recently asked, I did a television interview, and one of the questions that I was asked is, how has numerology changed you? And I could honestly say that by understanding the numbers and understanding their meanings and how it affects me personally, my own personal chart, but also the understanding by having the opportunity to examine so many other people's charts and hear their stories, it has brought me to like a place of acceptance. And you would use the word surrender, but I would call it acceptance. And also at a place of peace, because, you know, people always say to me, Allison, you're always in a good mood. You're always even keeled. You're always, you know, in a very positive place. But it has allowed me to be able to look at each and every person on this planet and understand that everybody's on a mission. Everybody is has certain things that their soul has sought in this lifetime. Far be it for me, although probably I can understand it better than most people because I can look at their numerology chart. But unless we totally can understand what another soul is up to in this lifetime, far be it for us to judge. And when you take and you drop the judgment of things and you just allow somebody to be who they are, whether that's charming or whether that's difficult, it doesn't matter. That's their soul's choice, and that's what they're working on in this lifetime. So once you start the allowing and the dropping of the judgment, it helps you to love unconditionally. It brings you to a place of great peacefulness with the planet, with everybody on it, because nobody is alike, and everybody is different, and you accept the uniqueness, and you can't mold people to be something that they're not. You just simply allow them to be who they are. You get to that place, all of a sudden, life gets easier. And then when we talk about word like perception, everything that happens to you in life, you have a free will choice to perceive it any way you want to perceive it. If you want to do doom and gloom, then that's your perception. But if you want to take a different attitude and look at it in a different way, you can have a much better result. So I find it really fascinating on a personal level. Okay, maybe it's just made me a happy camper. But I find that life gets so much has been so much easier once, you know, I was able to just assimilate all this numerology into my little head. And I don't know if you feel the same way, but I know I'm much happier.
Well, I have found numerology. It's helped me understand each one of my kids before I wanted to kill them and throw them out of the house at the age of 10. Sure did. I love them numbers. It saved their lives. No.
The numerology saved my kids' lives because I didn't kill them.
It saved them. I know the difference between that one and that one now. You're right. You know what? I think numerology is just a fascinating understanding that no matter what, everyone has their own DNA. And you don't even have to have it by done medically. Just look at a person's date of birth, and that is it. They all have their own DNA. And, you know, I think, sadly, and not to be negative, I do believe judgment is always going to be with us. People will coin phrase it as freedom of speech. It's how I feel. You can't tell me what I feel. But understanding the numbers, as you say, it does allow more of an insight to that person without the carry-on judgment, because I agree with you. But we all have to walk the walk, and we all cross our paths with numbers of people that we and they are teaching us.
So what we're saying is if your mother-in-law is driving you crazy and you're about ready to divorce your husband over it, you could actually take a look at your mother-in-law's numerology, and then you might have that aha moment where you don't get so upset anymore because they can't help being who they are.
No, that's not going to work for me.
It worked for her. Listen, I do want to tell everyone that's listening.
I would let them know that it's hunting season. Yes, it's hunting season. You should go out now. No. In all sincerity, it's a great tool. It is
a
phenomenal
tool. And right,
easy.
And I think the different numerologists, like I said, for me, it always spoke of the soul, and I always saw the soul, and I always saw so much of that in numerology. And I think I was looking for someone to write the language of what I saw in numerology charts. And I think it's interesting that all the various different numerologists all throughout the ages who have written these various different books and the various different approaches of what they feel is important about numerology, all of it is important. And it's just been a fascinating
journey.
I think, thing for me to just study all the various different ones. Now, before I go on, I do want to make sure, because I forgot, and we can't forget, we have to talk about Lois's website. So I want to give you that website. It's loistmartin.com. And You can go to Lois's website, and there's contact information. Lois does readings just like I do readings. She might be your cup of tea. You know, Lois's delivery, she's very intuitive. She's a lovely, wonderful numerologist. So her website, again, is loistmartin.com. And Lois, do you have you're retired for the winter. You're going into your cave. You're obviously going to get snowed in if you live in the mountains. No, I'm just kidding. I should do you some mittens.
Should be a comedian. I'm going to be around, but, you know, I have to say that a good, you know, 80%, 90% of my readings are done over the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately,
hallelujah.
As you, our clientele stems, I know mine, from Europe, all through the United States. And,
sure.
You know, just to make a trip up to see me, it's just not cutting it. So phone work is very efficient.
Exactly.
I do feel that people think that they will get more if they sit in front of you. That's just a fallacy. That's not true.
No, and I think, you know, I almost think that phone readings are, you do not have someone's face in front of you. Therefore, you don't have any tip-off points as to, you know, whether you're hitting something or whether you're not. All you've got is the information in front of you and your interpretation of that information and sharing that with your client. So I think it makes you a very honest and also bones-bare reader, because you are definitely taking, there is that connection on a much intuitive level and a spiritual level and an energetic level, but not having that person in front of you doesn't change a thing. It actually gives for even a better reading, I think.
I agree.
Because you can't read their body language. And I think
right.
that if you can pull off a really great reading over the phone, that's saying something about you. And the one thing I'll say about numerology is a little bit of knowledge, even a little bit of knowledge about numerology, you can be very insightful with people. Now, just imagine if you've spent a lifetime studying it, and someone like Lois, 30 years doing it, how insightful you could be, because numerology goes far beyond the life path number, which most people are familiar with. And there are so many numbers that apply to you at any given time in your numerology chart. Every single year you're dealing with different energy, not just in your personal year, but in your transits, in your essences. And you're in different pinnacles at certain times and cycles, and there's so much to know. And there's interpretation is everything, and a really good numerologist can take a look at those numbers and make sense of it and know what to tell you to give you guidance. And let me tell you, Lois Martin is one of those numerologists. So, Lois, I can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
For coming on to this show. I love spending time with you.
I love it too, Allison. And I know those have been a couple of those times that I really needed a question answered because I got stuck as being the student. And I want to thank you for helping me out with the answers for me to see different ways about it.
Well, yeah, and you too, great. My dear, because when I have a question, you're my go-to girl. So,
yep.
And thank God we have each other because,
yeah.
You know, if anybody could hear our conversations, they would think that we were completely Looney Tunes because we talk in numbers, you know.
Yeah, this is true. We speak in code.
Well, numbers
code.
Is a language. I was really upset with Facebook. Facebook just redid their whole new you know, pages, and they say, do you speak a language? And I'm like, cool. So I went to put in numbers, and it won't accept it as a language. I'm like, what's wrong with you people? Numbers is a language. But anyhow,
mm-hmm.
I digress. Again, it's LoisTMartin.com. Go check her out, people. Lois, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Allison. And here's to a blessed, wonderful holiday season to you and yours. And let it be a new year abundantly filled with all your dreams come true and love and good health. And
thank
to
you.
All of your listeners.
I can feel the good vibrations from here. Thanks, Lois. You too, sweetie.
Thanks,
good luck,
honey.
And
God bless.
Talk to you soon.
You
God
bet.
Bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. Always appreciate your being here. I'm wishing you abundant blessings, and I'll be back again next week. So talk to you then. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.